Hi, I'm Connie with your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. As always, thank you so much for joining us today. So my motivational quote is by the amazing Lucille Ball. Who doesn't love Lucille? And she says, love yourself first and everything else falls into line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. So here's my question. Are you able to look in the mirror and say to yourself, I love you, and actually mean it in that reflection you see back? Now, I know some of you are saying, all right, she's lost it. This is a crazy question. And most of us are probably feeling extremely uncomfortable even with this notion. Why? Don't we have to love ourselves before anyone else can love us or even see our full potential or our true value? So that question actually cuts to the core of our belief system. We all may have some really good belief systems in place that are serving us well, while on the other hand, we may have some belief systems that are really not serving us well and could be destructive and just not healthy for us anymore. And perhaps, I think maybe the bigger question is, how the heck do I figure out what limiting beliefs I have? And then how do I change them so I can live the life I desire? Well, of course, today you are in store for an amazing treat. We're going to be inspired by my lovely guest, Hallie Bourne. Now, Hallie's going to discuss a process for building awareness that changes our relationship with limiting and those reactive thoughts. She's going to help us learn to love ourselves, yes, if we don't already. And this can be really a delicate, sometimes tricky, and even daunting proposition. But Hallie has found that there's a lot of crap out there that serves only to gloss over the deeper, darker issues that desperately want and probably need to be brought to the light. This process takes a willingness to surrender coping mechanisms that helped us survive earlier in life, probably up to date, but at some point we realize are holding us back now. So Hallie helps people who have grown weary of tolerating self-betrayal and are ready to step into the joy and self-love their soul has been calling for. Now, Hallie brings over 20 years plus of study in yoga teachings, meditation, ancient and modern spirituality, depth psychology, and energy medicine, as well as her sincerity and intuition to her coaching and teachings. In the presence of her wisdom, empathy, and insight, clients and students are empowered to turn within to discover and calibrate their inner compass for living a life infused with meaning and creativity. And as a writer, musician, visual artist, dancer, psychonaut, and entrepreneur, Hallie embodies the essence of artful living. Phew! So Hallie, thank you so much. I know, my goodness,
what an intro. Woo!
You're amazing.
Thank you. It's been quite a journey.
As I was writing the intro, you know, I say, I don't want to make it too long because I really like to get the guest in and chatting right out of the gate. But there was so much good stuff in there that explains who you are. I didn't want to minimize the depth of your abilities and experience. So again, that's why I apologize for it being a little bit long for you, but we have you on now. We're ready to dig in.
Let's Woo-hoo. Go.
So what are some of the problems that people have come to you with that your approach has actually helped them?
Yeah, so I'm thinking of two people right off the top of my head. One of them, who actually was one of my earliest clients once I developed this program, who was nearing retirement as a military man. And he was an officer at this point, was very successful in his career, had been married to the same woman for a long time, but just felt like he was filled with anxiety. Like he was always kind of managing everyone else while feeling like it was never good enough. So it was really cool because, you know, you would think someone in the military, you know, they're taught to compartmentalize, right?
And be in control. So that they can,
exactly, yeah, because you have to control your emotions in these very dangerous situations. And this program really helps to move things out of those compartments so we can look at them directly. And so kind of taking him from this place where it was very necessary that he cope in this particular way, and into another place where he could cope in a broader, more direct way. It was really neat to see him become calmer, become more aware, be able to deal with people who were problematic and troublesome in his job, deal with them with more love and compassion. It was extraordinary. It was really lovely watching him turn the lights on to shift out of something that was necessary and worked well for him earlier in his career, but as he's moving into retirement, found that he wanted to be in a different place.
Good self-awareness on his part, right?
Oh, yeah, right? Exactly. And that's what's required for people who want this. Like, they get to some place inside themselves where it doesn't feel good anymore. It doesn't feel like this is working anymore. And they want to have more control over their own emotional life. So on that note, the other woman that comes to mind, she's in her mid to late 60s, had retired 4 or 5 months earlier, and was trying to figure out what was next for her. And she also found that she'd had kind of this low-level depression her whole life. Now, she wasn't clinically depressed, but just, you know, kind of life had been gray throughout her entire life. And there was an underlying emotional issue of just not trusting anyone. And she suspects that there was some early trauma that she hasn't remembered or really gotten with at this point. And so we were working really to help her move into a place where she's kind of pulling off the covering and the veils in order to see life with more love and more joy. And she also really wanted a relationship, but knew that until she really dealt with her trust issues, that this relationship was never going to happen for her. So similarly, going through these techniques covered in this process, you know, the client is led to look at their thoughts in a different way. So it really is, let's see, how do I describe this? It's kind of looking at how to listen to the voice of the ego and what it's saying to you versus listening to the higher self, the wiser, more spiritual part of us that is more mature than the ego. And the ego tells us a lot of crap just to kind of help us get through things, but it's not necessarily true. Whereas the higher self has a particular feeling in the body. So I've been watching her, we're actually still working together, I've been watching her kind of unfurl, you know, the way a flower is closed when it's nighttime, and watching her just kind of open up and see herself in a new light. You know, you can point to yourself in the mirror over and over and over again, hey, you're cool, I like you, you're awesome. But if it's not grounded in the way you feel, that's never going to work. But to really be able to, you know, close your eyes, go inside, and connect with that wisdom, it changes everything forever.
And you know, I love that you picked two very different profiles or clients to describe to the listeners, because the woman who's now retired, I get that, right? Now it's time to self-reflect. I'm not running. I'm not paying bills. I'm not worrying about family and all this, these other pressures, right? That now I can self-reflect. So that one, to me, intuitively makes sense. I get it. The military guy, that is really interesting, because I know men typically have, and this is not a put down to the guys at all, so my male listeners, do not take offense to this, but I know men are a little bit more weary when we start talking about opening up to love and opening up that inner self, because they think, you know, like, I got things to do, I have work to get done, which I'm sure is how this military gentleman, again, compartmentalized, separated the emotion so that he can function in some dire situations. And now to come out and say, well, wait a minute, I kind of think I want to do some of that inner work. Kudos to him. Kudos. I can't even imagine how deeply buried some of his beliefs probably were too when you were working with him, right, Hallie? I would think, just because of that type of a job, being in the military, that environment, you know, you push it down, you push it down, you push it down.
Right.
Kudos to him. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, and you know, he said lots of wonderful things about his experience, but the thing that really drove it home to me was that I ran into his wife probably 3 months after he had finished the program with me, and she had this really like bright, crystally look in her eyes, and she said, "He is so different."
Wow.
That's huge. Yeah, the way you relate is so different.
That's huge.
And she's also military.
Wow. So that's really huge for her to see. Well, she probably would be able to see the change even more than yourself because she's military too. So that's a huge paradigm shift of how we think and believe. I think that's just a great story. I think for people listening, sometimes, Hallie, that's not going to work for me. And now you have for me what I'm thinking when you look at the pendulum of people that you're able to help. He would be one of the more extreme types of individuals that I would say, yeah, that's going to take a lot of work to move him into that that kind of balanced frame of reference, right? So, you know, kudos again. And what makes your program different from these other approaches to have such tremendous breakthroughs?
Yeah. Oh, I love that you asked that question. So I feel like a lot of people come into meditation with this idea that you have to clear your mind. And so if you feel like you have a really busy mind, it's already not for you. And I do feel like a lot of approaches kind of go under that auspice where, you know, you're going to move into a vegetative, blissful state. And for a lot of us, that seems impossible, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think especially for very intelligent people who rely on their minds for their work, mm-hmm. It seems, well, what good is that going to do me to clear my mind? I don't really want to clear my mind. I need my mind, right? So the approach that I bring to this really comes from 5,000 years of proven experience through the yogic sages, and that is where we're developing a part of our minds called the observer. And this part of us helps us to kind of move back from the emotionality and reactivity of whatever situation we're dealing with, even if it's like past and subconscious situations, right? It helps us move back so that we can see the reality, so see things as they really are, and be able to then choose how we're going to think about something. So this program helps people to look at the ego and understand the negative messaging that is like a pattern, while also starting to, by grounding in the body and the breath, start hearing the voice of the soul, to listen to that higher, wiser part of ourselves. And, you know, most of the time we're just reacting to the ego. You know, it says, you suck, or, God, why did you say that? You always say crap like that. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. You know, there's always this, because the mind is always commenting. So when we learn how to watch the thoughts and change our relationship with the thoughts by managing the stress responses in the body and the breath, that, too, changes everything forever, and it changes the way we react to all situations. Which, you know, that's always coming back, telling us we're not good enough, right enough, well enough, whatever.
Yeah, I call it the negative record player, and we all have it. We all have those negative, recurring and deeply rooted recurring thoughts. So now,
that's right.
When you started talking about meditation, and you know, my mind is constantly firing. So I do meditate. Some days I do it much better than other days, and I try not to judge it. It just is what it is, depending on the day I had or what's going on in my life, projects, etc. So when you said that for the person who relies on their brain or their mind, from a job perspective, it's much harder, again, to shut it off. So your meditation isn't really meditation. Did I understand that correctly?
Oh, no, it's really meditation. But it's not about clearing the mind. It's about shifting focus.
Got it.
Yes, and we learn that by becoming aware. So here's the thing, is that there are places that the mind can't go. Mm-hmm. And so we learn how to let the mind recede. So it really is just about, you know, like let's say that you're always looking in this direction, you know, so it's kind of a monofocus, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you realize you can also see over here. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. So we're shifting from thinking into feeling. And we do that through beginning to recognize the biofeedback of the body. We also learn how to breathe in a way that we can tune into that voice, where quiet happens naturally, but it's not because we're not thinking, and it's not because we've cleared the mind. It's because we're paying attention to something specific.
Which, see, now that makes sense to me, because now you're telling my brain, no, don't turn off and don't empty out, because that's really hard to do. Instead, you're giving it a different focus, which I think is what our natural, what the natural instinct of the brain or the mind is, to focus on something. So now you give me something to focus on, and then I could work, I could deep dive from there. That just made so much sense to me, how you just explained that. So yeah, that's beautiful. Now I know also with your meditation, you help people to love themselves. And this is a big one, Hallie, because people are angry. But I think they're angry outwardly, but I think because we're so angry with ourselves, whether we didn't accomplish what we, whatever our issues, like you said, the crap, we all have crap. So how do you get them to love themselves through this process? Because I think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's a kind of magic, and it really comes from the strength of the techniques. That's super simple. And it's the simplicity that I think people struggle with more than anything else. But here's the thing, is that the program is set up to help us move through the steps of recognizing the levels of stress responses and to start understanding where they come from. Now, not necessarily the traumas or the incidents in a particular way, but more about the way we've created our personal narrative around these things that have happened. You know, the ways that we talk about ourselves and to ourselves. And when we start recognizing the way everyday situations trigger these responses, and we're able to look at them directly in the moment, and for instance, so let's say someone at the grocery store tells me to get out of the way. You know, I'm in their way, like they bump me with their cart or something. And instantly, this triggers a particular emotional response, anger, and maybe even fear that I'm somehow unsafe at the grocery store. Sure. And in the moment, I recognize, oh, that's happening. Right now, I'm really angry, and I'm about to say something to them. And I realize, because I've been doing this work, that this is a particular way I was treated when I was a kid, and through that place, I developed this protective mechanism, which is very defensive, and I'm going to mouth off to anyone who says that to me. Now, this doesn't make me feel better. It makes the ego feel better, but it doesn't make me feel better as far as loving myself in that moment or being able to respond in a loving way. So I notice that's happening in the moment. I take a long, slow, deep breath. I shift away from the reactivity, and I let it go by letting the breath go. Does that make sense?
It does, and everybody needs this.
Oh, my God. And it sounds impossible, right? It sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
But actually, these techniques teach us how to pay attention and recognize it as it's happening. And, of course, the more you practice something, the better you get at it.
Yeah, it's like anything else. It becomes a muscle memory, so that when you're in the supermarket, somebody bumps you, you immediately take a breath versus who do you think you are? Watch where you're going, whatever the retaliatory type of response would be. I'm now shifting over to that breathing exercise, and hopefully to the point where I'm doing it without actually thinking about it, that I just go into it. That's the muscle memory. That's that practice, repetition gets us there. It's interesting, you know, you laughed when I said everybody needs this, but, you know, you turn on the news, and who's fighting with who, and who ran who over, and who shot who, and then just in our government, the meanness, and I don't care what your political affiliation is, they're behaving poorly, and with such anger. What are we gaining from this? And for me, what are we teaching kids on how to respond when they see in the media, which is everywhere in their face, because they're always on their phones, that this is acceptable behavior. So this is an important tool, what you're talking about. And it's not for, oh, I want to feel good. That's so not who your clients are. This is about, I've had enough. I need to take the bull by the horns and make a real change, not only for myself, my family, but I think what you're doing is really impacting the entire world, right?
Oh, that's a wonderful way to say it. Yes, I see it that way, because it really shifts the focus away from blaming other people for the mm-hmm. way that we feel, and we get to take full 100% responsibility for how we're reacting to situations. And the thing is, you know, the ego will tell us there's one choice. You know, we react. But when we get familiar with this other voice inside of us, which is wise and wants love and connection and joy, when we learn how to listen to that voice, we see that there's a host of other options that are actually peaceful and empowering at their foundation. And that's how self-love gets rooted in us. We're not glossing over, we're going to the root of, I don't need to identify with that. You can say whatever you want to me, but I know who I am.
It's funny, often, you know, you speak philosophically, but even when I train in sales and you know, people think I'm a goofball, which I guess I am to a certain extent, which is a good thing, right?
Yes.
We got to laugh. I laugh at myself all the time, right? But I say there's actually two emotions that we feel. Fear, and that keeps us from truly helping our clients, right? Because if I'm fearful, I'm asking questions, I'm being pushy. If I make a recommendation, they think I'm being pushy. Well, at some point, you have to say, well, what is my job and how can I help this customer in front of me? You have to get past that fear. So what I say to people, there's only two emotions. You have fear and you have love. And I know that sounds so goofy in a corporate environment, but if you live and respond from fear that your customer is going to respond in a negative way, then you're not tapping into, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I love you, right? Without being too weird, but I love you enough and I love myself enough to do the right thing for you so that when you leave me, you're better off than when you first walked in to my space or my office or whatever it might be. So there's only two emotions, fear and love. And if you let fear win, and for me, Hallie, and you might disagree with this, but fear is the anger, that negative response, the negative record play. You can't do that. You might fail. It's all fear-based versus the right. Love-based, which is, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot because I trust myself. Trust comes from love. So to me, it's those two emotions. And again, right. I'm a simple, stupid kind of person. Not that I'm stupid at all. I think I'm highly intelligent. But if we can break things down, like you described the meditation and simplify it, people go, oh, I could do that. And that's what I feel you're doing right with your program. And to me, fear and love, if I could break it down to those two emotions, I could see it clearly. I could choose to respond from a love standpoint versus that fear standpoint.
I love that. That's beautifully said. Yes.
Now,
and on a philosophical level, you know, I would say that the clients that really succeed in this program are the ones who make a decision. Are you going to strengthen your ego or are you going to strengthen your spirit in this? Like what place do you want to live from? Mm-hmm. You know, and your idea about fear and love, I think are really similar to that because ego does really move from fear. It only wants to exist. It doesn't matter how it does that, right? So it identifies with things. So it's always about me, mm-hmm. and not necessarily in a great way. Although, you know, this is not to bash ego. It has its function. But when it's imbalanced, right, it takes us into, there's always this conversation of what does this have to do with me? How does it affect me? How can I be powerful and strong in this? What if I screw up? What if I'm not good enough? Someone else is always doing it better, right? There's this circle and cycle.
Yeah.
Whereas the spirit doesn't really care about any of that. The spirit cares about connection and love, right? The spirit cares about being in connection with life as it is and having close ties or having purpose, you know? So when we go into spirit, it's naturally quieter, right? So strengthening the ego or strengthening the spirit, there's a lot more success, love, joy, satisfaction when we're dwelling in spirit.
Yeah. And you said that this is a 5,000-year-old practice that you kind of took the essence of that and then brought it into a modern day environment, so that, because we still deal in reality, so you have to bring it into people's reality. So you again, you take this very ancient system that works, and you've modernized it, which I think is brilliant. Now, can you give everybody a sense? We have about 5 minutes left, so give us a sense of what's included in the program. And then, again, what happens over the course of the 12 weeks working with you? Because I think when people can visualize using us, I don't mean that in a bad way, using us to within their life to create the change they're seeking, I think it makes it easier for people to jump on board or say, yes, this is for me. That makes sense for me right now, right?
Yeah. So 12 weeks, the actual program is only 9 weeks. So with the 12 weeks, we get a lot of space to customize what clients are learning in this program. So each session is an exchange, a dynamic exchange about new ideas and concepts that come from ancient teachings and practices. And then there's always a direct experience. So it's never just theoretical. It goes right into me guiding them into something so it makes sense right there. Mm-hmm. And then there are 3 professionally mastered audios that are included that allow people to work on this at home to develop the awareness and the practices. And then each week we get to process, how's it going? What questions do you have? So those 12 weeks, and I feel like I'm kind of jumping around a little bit here, but in those 12 weeks, we get to explore new ideas, have a direct experience, and then be able to process questions and ideas that come from the practice itself. Yeah. And then apply it. So this is where the coaching piece comes in. And then apply it directly to what it is they're struggling with. Oh, I have anxiety, or I have a problem with or addiction with food, or I feel like I'm not as happy as I could be or insecure. And that's where the coaching comes in to really then apply these techniques to what people are trying to transform in their lives.
So you're actually hands-on helping them apply it in the real life situations. Because I like how you said initially, we deal with the ancient theory because we know that's grounded. It's factual because it wouldn't have lasted 5,000 years if there wasn't substance, right? So yes, so we have to learn the theory. We have to understand the ego versus the spiritual perspective, all of that, right? There's learning in that. Then we have to, I call it lifting it off the page so that now I can take the theoretical information and actually apply it to my real life because we deal in reality and we need to help people maneuver in their day-to-day life to make this part of their new paradigm, their new habit, their new way of thinking. And it takes work and practice. And I think the work is so exhilarating that it's not like work, it's work. Like, wow, look at the transformation. For myself, for my family, again, for the people I work with, all of those components. So it's this ripple effect after working with you. And we have that whole coaching piece as well as the audio and all of that. What do you think, and this, we're almost out of time, but what do you think in the way of the individual, and I'm going to use the word attitude. I dislike that word, but in the way of attitude or where our mind is, that your clients need to be for them to actually be able to execute the program and come out the other side different, changed, and be able to sustain that, right?
Yeah, I feel like we touched on this earlier, and this comes from just seeing it client after client after client. Yeah. Is they have inevitably gotten to some place inside themselves where they're tired of feeling the way they feel. And they're ready and willing to put in whatever it takes to make this happen. And so I feel like the underpinning of that is some part of their spirit has actually risen above the ego to say, it's time for you. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to be who you've been always meant to be, because you have so much power and you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time feeling badly about yourself. We need you, right? So it's almost like this broader perspective. And so the attitude is, I am willing to do whatever it takes, with facing my own fears, with realizing my own darkness, and let it come out so that I can finally be free of all of this. And those are the people who really practice, who put in the time every day. Sure. Yeah. And by the end of 12 weeks, they can see that they've changed their relationship to their thoughts. And because of that, they feel different. They feel lighter. They feel more empowered and more available to be creative and aware and happy and present for the people in their life that they care about.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. And we certainly want a life that's in flow, easy. And not that life should be easy, but if we're in flow, no matter what is thrown at us, tragedies, deaths, sicknesses, illnesses, whatever it is, we can rise to the occasion and respond from a place right. of love and integrity. Now, and then we'll wrap up, but was there a personal experience for yourself that has helped you create this approach? What do they say? The master of invention is because, like, I needed it, right? So I created it. Was there a sense of that for you as well?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And that's really where this program comes from, is it's the program I wish I'd had when I got started with this.
Sure.
So 25 years ago, after having had some abuse and trauma in my childhood, I had a near fatal car accident that broke both of my legs and my pelvis. And that was how I got into yoga. And really, that was an introduction into a lot of physical pain compounded with the emotional pain I was already dealing with. So this really set me on a journey. My first yoga class, it was really, really hard physically because I'd only been walking, you know, maybe a month at that point. Yeah, so everything hurt, but I noticed something changed in my mind. Like, something was quieter, something was more awake and aware, and I got curious. And so that's really what started me on this path. And the more curious I got, the more I learned, and I started realizing that yoga philosophy was this vast, vast depth of knowledge. And at this point, I still feel like I, after 25 years, have only scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting because it keeps me interested. And what's nice at 25 years is I see through my own experience how healing is possible, how we can actually change our minds. Things we have accepted as this is just the way it has to be is actually not true. And that by developing this witness, we change everything forever. And we can actually be happy even when something challenging and terrible is going on. There is joy in every moment through being able to see it from this spiritual place.
Isn't that the truth? Thank you for sharing that personal story. You and I never talked about that. So here, immediately as you were describing it, I'm a hopeless optimist, so my glass is always half full. But as you were describing it, I immediately thought, wow, that was a blessing, that almost fatal car accident. Because that was truly was turning point for you to enter yoga out of need, right? To be able to move your body again, to strengthen it. And here you found a whole different, it was more than just body healing physically. It was body healing at the emotional, internal level. So what, yes. Again, you wonder, you just want, not that, you know, you could go back in time, but had that not happened, maybe you would have ended up in a similar place. But that journey, I bet, would have been even more tragic or even harder, because when we don't learn our lessons, they become louder and harder on us. I have found through life, right? I think it was Oprah who said, the universe whispers, like, pay attention, pay attention. And then we don't. And now it's yelling, pay attention. And we don't. And
then it's doing
and that's what... Yeah.
Beat the crap out of us.
Yeah. So the fatal car accident or something, an illness or something tragic. And now you're saying, oh, I should have paid attention when it was maybe a little bit of a gentler right. nudge. So we're humans and this is how we learn. Guys, we're out of time, but I do want to share Hallie's website. So please, please, if you're interested in more information, Go to HallieBourne.com. So it's HALLIB, like boy, OURNE.com. And you do have a free gift link, right? If they go to...
Yes. There's a five minutes to calm. It's a free audio and mini relaxation course that if they sign up on my website, it'll be delivered to their inbox directly. And it's a really wonderful, easy way to just start the process of relaxing from the inside out.
Sure. And just get a feel of what it's all about. So check out, again, it's HallieBourne.com. I will post it on the Web Talk Radio Enlightenment of Change platform so everybody could find it easily, Hallie, because a lot of people commute with us. They're commuting with us today. So they could find it with ease. And guys, if you need me either with sales or leadership or anything from a business realm, or there's a topic that I haven't covered on the show that you think, wow, I wish she would cover this, just email me directly at Connie@WhitmanAssoce.com, and I will happily do the research and find an expert. I do know a lot of people around the world now, so I'm eager to bring even more experts in to help us with whatever our journey is at the time. So again, Connie@WhitmanAssoce.com. And don't forget WisdomDecoded.com. My partner and I are still offering your free communication style assessment, your CSA, and you get a little report. And it just gives you some insight on how you approach things from a communication standpoint and how people perceive you. Again, it's free on WisdomDecoded.com. Again, right on that platform. Hallie, thank you so much again. This is, I think, our second show. And every time I learn something new about you, but I just feel what you are, what you've created and what you're sharing with the world is desperately needed today with just everything that's going on with the anger. There's a lot of anger, and I think that's kind of sad.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me a platform to share this. You know, the ideas about self-mastery, you know, where we really become the masters of our own, or the captains of our own ship. And okay, from that place, we are able to show up for life with the best of who we are.
Yeah, and that's, isn't that the legacy we want to leave behind, right? So I totally get it.
Yes, ideally.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for this opportunity, and thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah, always lovely hanging out with you.
Likewise, honey. Let's do it again.
Deal. That's a deal. Everybody heard that. She promised.
Yes.
I would love that. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves and realize that these types of changes that myself and my guests are talking about is possible and really, right, Hallie, easier than we oftentimes think and put in our own heads, right?
Yes, you can do it. Everyone can do this. We all have the same capacity.
I totally agree. We can all do it. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us. A true joy. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful, inspired, and peaceful week. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Thanks, everybody.